afraid to leave. Now, when we are practicing sadhana bhakti within this material world, we are told that we'll practice sadhana bhakti within this material world using resources of this material world to get out of this material world. So what are we doing? Everything, this material body, material mind, elements, we are using to get out of all these material elements. Now, this may sound a little strange, because generally what we have seen, that whatever you use, you don't want to give it up. Is it not? Unless it's a tissue paper. So herein, when we are using everything which is trying to keep us in this world, this body, right now we are using this body in order to purify ourselves. And this very body is meant to also keep us within this material world. The very senses which we use in the service of the Supreme Lord, those very senses we used to use, and even now sometimes, off and on, we switch from Asta to MTV, MTV to Asta, like that. We keep switching. When too much of Asta, a little bit of MTV. Then MTV appears to be too boring, because it's the same running around, same material stuff. Then again, that's how the material mind works. But essentially, philosophically, we are convinced that we have to come out. Although, realistically, what's happening is, we are not able to do that. And therefore, we find ourselves in this predicament. Afraid to stay, where? In devotional service. And then afraid to leave devotional service. So why are we afraid to stay in devotional service? Or everyone here is absolutely fearless. Anyone over here afraid to stay in devotional service? You look like confused in devotional service. You know, it's like someone who gets married to someone doesn't know. It's arranged marriage, and everything will be explored after marriage. And then slowly comes to know that it's a different story now. After marriage, it's a different story. Like, there was this English language test. And there were these two English words which were supposed to be explained in a very convincing way. So the two English words were completely and finished. It appears to be the same. Something which is finished, something which is complete. So people, scholars, they were trying to break their heads, brains, to figure out what would be the difference between the meanings of these two words. One is completely and the other is finished. So there was our Santa Singh who had a very wonderful, convincing reply. So he said, when a man gets married, if he finds a wife who is perfect, then he is complete. And guess what? If he doesn't find the perfect match, or if it's the wrong choice, then he's finished. And then he further went on. This was extra from his side. He had already explained the meanings of these two words. Then he further said that if you are married to the right woman and the right woman gets to know that you are in an affair with a wrong woman, then you are completely finished. शादी के कुछ साल बाद ऐसे ही शाम के समय बैठे पति पत्नी सोफा पे. अच्छा समा था. पत्नी पति से पूछती है, चलो आज हम डरावनी पिक्चर देखते हैं. कौन सी पिक्चर देखते हैं? डरावनी पिक्चर देखते. पति कहता है, यस गुड आइडिया. मैरिज का वीडियो लगा लेता वो. सो प्रैक्टिसिंग स्पिरिचुअलिटी इन दिस मटीरियल वर्ल्ड इज लाइक वॉकिंग ऑन अ सोपी फ्लोर. When you are on a soapy floor, have you experienced any time? Like, you know, some slippery floor. When the floor is slippery and you are already on the floor without a footwear and it is all slippery, soapy, and you are supposed to walk. So what will be your experience? Walking on a soapy floor, what will be your experience? What will be your emotions inside? Concentrated on falling down. On walking. You will be focusing on your walking. And you will be cautious. You will try to look for some support. All these things. So we should be having this kind of an intensity and feeling when we are practicing our sadhana bhakti. That how cautious I am. Because one wrong step. Sometimes people, they have permanently injured themselves slipping on a soapy floor. permanently injured. So therefore, you have to be so concentrated, you have to be so cautious, you have to understand your helplessness, desperation in trying to look for the support. So therefore, we always say that the bhakti marg is the marg of interdependence. I need you and you may need me. That's not false ego. Because when we are in this consciousness that we need each other, we are actually fulfilling the mission of the Supreme Lord, in which He has created the species in such a way that the species, 84 lakh species, they are all interdependent. The nature around us is designed in such a way that we are all interdependent. But then what happens is, how does Krishna test a sadhak? By giving him independence for a while. When you get independence for a while, that is the time your character is tested. Because when you are totally dependent on something or someone, then you don't have any other choice but to act righteously or act in the interest of the person whom you are dependent on. Therefore, you see, what is the difference between the Abrahamic religions? Abrahamic religions, over there you have no choice. You have to surrender or else you are eternally condemned, eternal damnation. But see the beauty of the Vedic school, that it gives that free will, that free choice. And that is to test our character. So, just like fisherman, he throws the bait on the hook. And the fishes, they have enough in that body of water naturally for their survival. So when a particular fish gets caught, when seeks for something more than just the basic necessities, when wants to satisfy the greed, oh, what is this new thing? Let me check it out. And gets hooked, fished out, and then becomes food for someone else. So how does Krishna test? Krishna tests us by giving us the sense gratification which you have voluntarily discarded from your life. Now you see, this is how the material world functions. That in this material world, when you run behind a sense object, you will find that most of the times that sense object is just within the reach but not reached. Just within the reach. And then when you are totally not expecting or not even wanting it, then it comes to you on its own. So when such a situation takes place, then we have to act smartly to understand that everything is so well designed within this material world. So those sense objects, those delights, those pleasures before coming to Krishna consciousness, which you all were wanting so much and couldn't get, after coming to Krishna consciousness, it will come on a platter. Golden platter. And it will come in a way that you will realize, it's like, you know, say you have been invited for a feast and you are hungry, and whatever is served on the plate, you immediately start gorging on it because you are so hungry, and you start filling the belly, and once most of your belly is full, then your favorite preparation is brought. Oh, Prabhuji, I forgot to give you. How do you feel then? Because now, immediately you can't empty the stomach. Huh? It will take its sweet time. Hai na? और उसका स्वीट टाइम कभी कभी कलयुग के अंदर बहुत डिले हो जाता है. हमारे ट्रेनिंग में जैसे हॉस्टल में होते ना, कॉमन टॉयलेट्स होते ना हॉस्टल में, तो वैसे ही हमारा वो, उसको वो लोग बिलेट्स बोलते थे, बिलेट्स तो कॉमन टॉयलेट्स. अब सुबह सुबह आपको हेल्थ रन 5 बजे रेडी होना है, 5 o'clock यू हैव टू बी रेडी फॉर दी हेल्थ रन. तो रेडी क्या होना है, मतलब ऐसा नहीं कि वहां पे कोई तिलक लगा के नहा धो के धोती कुर्ता पहन के जाते थे, नहीं. कई लोग तो जो वही जूते, हेल्थ रन के जूते पहन के ही सोते थे रात को, ताकि ज्यादा से ज्यादा समय मिले सोने के लिए. तो 5 बजे का है और आपको पहुंचने में 10 मिनट लगता है, तो 4:50 को उठते थे. लेकिन कुछ जो थोड़े शरीफ थे वो लोग अपना सुबह का कार्यक्रम करने के लिए उठते थे. तो अभी ये कॉमन टॉयलेट्स, तो एक बार क्या हुआ, अभी शुरुआत के ही, ट्रेनिंग के शुरुआत के ही दिन थे, कुछ हफ्ते बीते थे, तो अभी टॉयलेट के अंदर कोई बंदा बैठा हुआ है, फुर्सत में है, यहां पे लेट हो रहा है, तो मैंने ऑब्जर्व किया कि एक बंदा वो जल्दी उठता था और इतना टाइम लगाता था टॉयलेट के अंदर. वो होता है हॉस्टल्स में, होते ना ऐसे कैरेक्टर होते हैं, जैसे उन्होंने बसेरा कर लिया हो वहां पे, सेटलमेंट प्लान्स हैं सब वहां. तो ये फुर्सत से बैठा रहता था, और गाना गाता था ये. तो मुझे पहले समझ में नहीं आया कि ये गाना सुबह सुबह 4:30 बज रहे हैं, ये सुबह 4:30 बजे गाना क्यों गा रहा है, और एक ही गाना गाता था. हर 2-3 दिन वही उसका फिक्स टॉयलेट होता था और वहां पे उसका गाना भी फिक्स होता था. फिर मुझे 1-2 हफ्ते बाद समझ में आया कि वो गाने का कनेक्शन था. सुहानी रात ढल चुकी, ना जाने तुम कब आओगे. पहले मुझे लगता था कि शायद हो सकता है कि इसकी कोई गर्लफ्रेंड हो, उसको याद करते हुए ये गाता होगा. तो लिरिक्स एक ही हो सकते हैं, पर्पज अलग अलग हो सकता है. तो कभी कभी ये सिचुएशन होती है कि आप भक्ति में आ चुके हैं, सब कुछ छोड़ छाड़ के तिलांजलि दे दी है सबको, हाँ, सबसे झगड़ा करके पूरे जग को, जग से रूठ कर और जग आपसे रूठ कर आ गए, और फिर वही जग वो आपके सामने भगवान स्वयं भेजते हैं अलग अलग तरीके से, और फिर वो आपको ज्यादा लुभावना लगता है. बट बेसिकली हो क्या रहा है, व्हाट इज हैपनिंग, इट्स जस्ट दैट यू हैव बीन अवे फ्रॉम दोज कलयुगा डिलाइट्स जस्ट फॉर अ व्हाइल, सो देयरफॉर दे अपीयर टू बी अ बिट अपीलिंग. इट्स जस्ट दैट you have not been in touch with them for a while, therefore they appear to be a bit appealing, otherwise it's the same old stuff, nothing new in that. So when someone who is in devotional service and is really really wanting to come out of this entire network, this matrix of so many different allurements, temptations, it's like the example is given, when you are in the middle of the river, the current is not so fierce in the middle of the river. The most fierce current is towards the banks. So when you are trying to get out of the river, that's the most difficult. It's the most difficult time. And the similar situation for a sadhaka within this material world, and especially at this young age, when everything for all of you is so promising materially, your age, your, you know, potent senses, then the sense objects and all the various resources all around you, it is just, it's like an offer which cannot be rejected. And you will be considered to be a weirdo if you reject that offer. So it's like trying to not just come out of this river, but in order to come out of the river, you have to first swim upstream against the current. So when we are talking of commitment, we have to understand that there is, you know, a willingness to show to Krishna, yes, I want you in my life, I want to come out from this material world. Recently, there was one friend of mine who was asking me this question, a very classic patent question about lust. That this lust, I know, And how many times this question, it crosses our mind? You know, when I was in the tennis circuit playing, so once I was wearing a t-shirt of this company brand Adidas. So there was a friend of mine who said, for me, you know, the favorite brand as far as, you know, sportswear is Adidas, which you are wearing. I said, okay. No, but I want to tell you why. I said, okay, tell me why. This word Adidas, it's a short form. I said, short form? Of what? What's the full form? And he said, the full form is, all day I dream about sex. Adidas. All day I dream about what? Sharma rahe hain aap log. You know, one devotee once was mentioning that in India, the youth, they are shy about using that word, talking so much about that. But they keep doing it. Lekin baat nahi karne ka uske baare mein. To wo batate hain ki बाहर वालों में और हरे कृष्णाज में अंतर क्या है. हरे कृष्णाज ओपनली माइक पे वो वर्ड यूज करते हैं, सेक्स, नो इलिसिट सेक्स. तो बहुत सुंदर उनका ऑब्जर्वेशन था कि वो लोग माइक के ऊपर बेधड़क वो वर्ड यूज करते हैं लेकिन वो लोग करते नहीं है, और बाहर वाले चुप रहते हैं, वर्ड यूज नहीं करते लेकिन सीक्रेटली करते रहते हैं. अदरवाइज आबादी इतनी कैसे बढ़ रही है, आसमान से तो नहीं टपक रहे. सो दिस फ्रेंड ऑफ माइन ही वॉज एस्किंग दैट विल देयर बी अ डे व्हेन आई विल बी एबल टू कॉन्कर दिस लस्ट. सो आई सेड, no, on our own, no. Krishna, he will be able to conquer for us. And we have to show to Krishna that I want you to conquer. Problem kya hota hai? We say, ye lust pareshan kar raha hai. When I will be able to conquer over this lust? जैसे होता ना, कई लोग नासिक की वो मिसल खाते हैं, तीखी वाली. हाँ, खाते हुए कितने तीखी है, बाप रे, खाते जा रहे, खाते जा रहे, सब जगह से धुआं निकल रहा है. हाँ, फ्यूम्स कमिंग आउट फ्रॉम ऑल 9 होल्स एंड स्टिल कितनी तीखी है, कितनी तीखी है, खाए जा रहे, खाए जा रहे. अरे तो खा क्यों रहा है फिर? वो नहीं रोक सकते. So I say, lust, lust, lust. Holding on to that, not wanting to give it up. And then asking the question that, why I am not getting rid of it? So yes, when Prabhupada was asked this question by one sannyasi, will there be a time when we'll be freed from lust? Prabhupada said, never. First time he said never. Second time he said never. Third time again, when Prabhupada was asked the same question, Prabhupada said, Govind Ichha. And Govind will have the Ichha if we have the Ichha. Otherwise, no. So therefore, when we are talking of having this desire of acceptance of the will of the Lord, then this acceptance, this is called in Hindi Swikriti, that we are showing our willingness to choose Krishna over the temptations, over conditionings. Now, when we talk of acceptance, automatically what troubles us is non-acceptance. So you have acceptance, and the flip side of that, or the other side of that, is non-acceptance. Just like right now, you're all trying to pay attention to what I am saying. And every single human being sitting in this hall, you are all individuals, you are all carrying your baggage of impressions and conditionings, habits, viewpoints from so many lives. So what happens, as I am speaking, your ears are listening to everything what I am speaking. But your consciousness within, it starts filtering what you want to accept, what you don't want to accept. तो होता है ना lecture के अंदर कुछ points click कर जाते हैं. इसलिए देखो जो notes लेते रहते हैं वो लोग, मैं कई बार ऑब्जर्व करता हूँ, वो लोग पेन लेके नोटबुक लेके बैठे रहते हैं. लेक्चर को आधा घंटा हुआ, कुछ भी नहीं लिखा उन्होंने. तो स्पीकर को समझ में आ जाता है कुछ दमदार पॉइंट नहीं जा रहे लगता है. और कई होते हैं ऊपर ही नहीं देखते, लिखे जा रहे. बाद में पता चलता है अपना असाइनमेंट पूरा कर रहे थे. स्पीकर बेचारा ऐसे खुश हो रहा था. तो क्या होता है, इन बिटवीन ऑडियंस वो लोग जब कुछ नोट डाउन करते हैं, मतलब कानों ने सुना, कानों ने तो पूरा लेक्चर सुना, कानों ने पूरा लेक्चर सुना, लेकिन नोट डाउन क्या किया, अंदर के कॉन्शियसनेस ने एक्सेप्ट किया उसको. हाँ, ये पॉइंट आई एग्री विथ यू, इसलिए नोट डाउन. इसका मतलब ये नहीं कि बाकी पॉइंट में डिसएग्रीमेंट है. कई बार होता है बाकी कुछ पॉइंट समझ में भी नहीं आते, उसलिए भी नहीं लिखते. क्या बोला, अच्छा क्या टॉपिक है लेक्चर का. कई बार आधे घंटे बाद हम अपने वापस होशो हवास में आते हैं कि टॉपिक क्या चल रहा है, लेक्चर चल रहा है पहले तो. सो वी आर सो मच लिविंग इन अ वर्ल्ड वेर इन वी आर systematically taught how to reject, how to go into the non-acceptance mode. Acceptance, non-acceptance, many times they go hand in hand, every moment going on. Should I not, like that. She loves me not, like that. You know, ek ek petal nikalte rehte, like that. Should I not? ये जो बोल रहे हैं, ये पॉइंट को मैं अपने जीवन में अपनाऊं कि नहीं अपनाऊं, उनका पॉइंट है, पर्सनल पॉइंट है. हा? वो अपनी मस्ती में बोल रहे हैं, बोलने दो, मैं अपनी मस्ती में सुनूंगा. कोई कंपलसरी तो नहीं है कि मुझे वो पॉइंट एग्री करना है कि नहीं, कोई गन पॉइंट पे तो नहीं बोल रहा है मुझे कि एग्री करना ही पड़ेगा फिर मैं आगे लेक्चर चालू करूंगा, नेक्स्ट पॉइंट आगे फिर मैं जाऊंगा, पहले इसको एग्री करो। कबूल है, कबूल है, ऐसे नहीं बोलते रहते हैं। होता है ना निकाह में करते ना वो लोग, निकाह में पूछते हैं ना कि कबूल है, कबूल है। तो हम लोग लेक्चर में भी ऐसा होता है, कई बार कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस का लेक्चर सुन रहे हैं तो बहुत बार हम लोग को पॉइंट्स अच्छे लगते हैं, कबूल है, कबूल है, कबूल है बोलते रहते, और फिर तलाक है, तलाक है, तलाक है वो भी बोलते रहते, ये पॉइंट से तलाक लिया, तलाक 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 हो गया, वो पॉइंट से डिवोर्स हो गया। फिर कई बार वही पॉइंट अगले हफ्ते अच्छा लगता है, फिर कबूल है, कबूल है, कबूल है, जिसको तलाक दिया उसी से वापस शादी करते हैं। तो यहां पर ओवर हियर वी विल बिगिन विथ दिस इमोशनल इक्वेशन दैट व्हाट हैपेंस विद इन आवर माइंड व्हेन वी कम अक्रॉस acceptance and non-acceptance. So obviously in our lives we must have failed to some extent, to some degree, somewhere here and there. Anyone here never failed in anything? किसी चीज में fail नहीं हुआ है कोई, हर समय pass, pass, pass. You know Australian army, when they recruit soldiers in the Australian army for the most special forces, they look for candidates who have failed in their career sometime. You know why? Because if they have been recruited into the army, there will be times when they will have to fail. If they are not used to handling failures, then they will never be able to. Recently, I was at someone's house in UK, and this boy, such a studious boy, that practically I didn't see him sleeping for 3 days. For one paper, 3 full days didn't sleep. I don't know how he survived. And he's a genius, he's a topper always. But the fear of, not failure, but the fear of failing from the top position, because of that, so much studying, so much studying. Cramming the book like threadbare, in and out, cover to cover, from front to back, back to front, upside down, downside up, everything like that. So sometimes people, they become so panicky about being successful. You know, in Olympics, you must have observed that in any particular athletic event or any event when they give the medals, so there is the gold, the silver, the bronze. Very interesting survey was done about the recipients of those medals. Very interesting. This is a psychological survey done. You know, the most miserable of the three, guess who? The gold, the silver, the bronze. Who is the most miserable psychologically as the medals are being honor to them. The silver. Very interesting research findings that the silver medalist was the most miserable. Why? Because the silver, as he is receiving the silver, he is, you know, like kind of cursing himself. Only if I would have been a little better, gold mil gaya hota. Gold mil gaya hota. Bronze gaya hota, bahut hi niche. So, uska utna expectation nahi hai. So, the happiest are the bronze medalist because they think, at least I got the bronze. So, when I read this, I was like, exactly this is what life is. कॉलेज के अंदर भी होता है ना कि जिसने अच्छी से पूरी पढ़ाई की है वो एकदम निश्चिंत सोता है और एक जिसने कुछ पढ़ाई नहीं करी है वो भी एकदम निस्पिकर होके निश्चिंत सोया है उसको कोई सरोकार नहीं है एग्जाम से या पास होने से फुर्सत में रहना चाहता है कॉलेज में कि भाई आए हैं तो थोड़ा जलसे करके जाएंगे और जो बीच वाले होते हैं त्रिशंकु बीच वाले जो अटके होते हैं वो पूरा भी पढ़ाई नहीं किए और थोड़ा बहुत आता है तो चांसेस हैं कि पास भी होंगे फेल भी होंगे ये वो बीच में जो अटके हुए वो लोग परेशान सिल्वर मेडलिस्ट हो लोग फिर क्या है थोड़ा पढ़ाई कर लेता अरे हो जा इतना मिल जाता इतना मिल जाता. So this interesting thing that the bronze medalist is in the grateful mood. So herein, when we are talking of failures, yes, when we undergo failures, we go into these two modes, non-acceptance and acceptance. So non-acceptance gives rise to pride. That I am not able to accept my failure. How can I fail? How can I fail of all people? So that non-acceptance gives rise to pride, whereas acceptance gives rise to humility. And we have the example of Indra in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that in the Govardhan Leela, when Indra, he was devoid of his worship. So that failure, because Indra had always been accustomed to. So if you are always accustomed to success, like, you know, another very interesting observation in these Western countries. I found that over there, people, they are very allergic to certain things there. Like, you know, in the West, people, many of the people are allergic to nuts. And on practically every packet in the store, whatever food item, they have to write. If there are nuts in that, they have to write. There is nuts. Even if something has been made in a factory where nuts are around in the factory. So they have to write on the packet, this product was manufactured in a factory where nuts were there around. That's how allergic people are. And I've seen with my eyes, people by mistake they had some nuts means apna shengdana mainly. Peanuts. So people, some of them, they have that and their entire face turns pink, red, and sometimes they have like epileptic attack. And some rare cases, it's fatal also. Imagine, kabhi suna hai? Shengdana kha ke mar gaya koi. महाराष्ट्र में तो मांग मांग के और डालो So over there they have this something called hay fever. You know, when the pollen is more, then they get, you know, the pollen in the eyes get. So now this was the time when I was there recently. So it's called the summer over there, by the way. So the pollen was all in the air and people were having, you know, they were sneezing. Their eyes were red hot, bloodshot eyes because of the pollen going, and allergic to all that. And they were looking at me, so, aapko kuch hota hi nahi? Mera ne, kya hota kya hai? Hay fever, bahut common hai wahan pe. Hay fever bolte hai usko. So they have found recently that why those people are so allergic. Because over there, they try to keep everything bacteria free. Everything spick and span. So their bodies become so sensitive to anything which otherwise, if you had some of those good bacteria within you, they would have acted like an army defending against all these allergies. So why? So this is their finding, the medical scientific research over there. That countries like India and other Asian countries where things are not up to the mark as far as cleanliness and all that, but our bodies are more seasoned. But there the bodies are so sensitive that anything, a little pollen here and there in their eyes, and they get the fever. And, you know, all these kind of attacks because of peanuts and this and that. So, usse to hum hi bhale. Sare virus, bacteria andar aake, wo log sab hum mil jul ke kaam kar rahe hain. Andar wale bacteria bolte hain, tu bhi shek dana kha, main bhi khata hun. So the point is that Indra, he had not experienced that rejection. Therefore, people, you know, like I had some of my friends and those handsome looking ones. Hote na, koi ek group mein ek hota hai. He is the Prince Charming. The Prince Charming, always some particular college or, you know, branch or colony. There is one Prince Charming. And if the Prince Charming is rejected by the Princess Charming, sahan nahi hota hai phir. So I had a friend like that who was the Prince Charming, and he was after, you know, the princess. So dono side hote na, Princess Charming bhi ek hoti hai aur Prince Charming bhi ek hota. So he was after, and practically, you know, she was like, everyone was looking for who would be that person that she would be in an affair with. So finally they got into an affair, and this was like, you know, that couple, you know, Abby Ash, like that. Us type ka bolte na wala. Koi baat nahi, samajh mein nahi aata. So, he finally got married. But you know what happened? After marriage, he was always seen so miserable, always depressed, forlorn. So once I asked that, kya bhai, you like won a trophy which everyone was after so much, and why are you so depressed? You won't believe. He said, she has terrible bad breath. Now this appears to be a very silly reason, but for him it was like a big mountain obstructing all of his carnal pleasures which he wanted. Terrible bad breath. बोला डेंटिस्ट के पास ले गए, ये माउथ फ्रेशनर सब डाल, कुछ भी नहीं फर्क पड़ता. मतलब इट इज लाइक यू नो यू गो टू सुलभ शौचालय विद अगरबत्ती. तो पब्लिक टॉयलेट में, सुलभ शौचालय में, चाहे कितना भी साइकिल ब्रांड, ये ब्रांड, कोई भी अगरबत्ती लगाओ. इनफैक्ट दैट मिक्स्ड यू नो इज मोर ऑब्नॉक्शियस यू नो. सो बेसिकली इट इज दिस यू नो, आवर बॉडी इज नथिंग बट सुलभ शौचालय. हाँ, और फिर सुलभ शौचालय को फ्रेग्रेंट करने कोई जा रहा है, अगरबत्ती लगा रहा है, ओडोनिल लगा रहा है, ये वो स्प्रे मार रहा है, इधर उधर से सब कुछ कर रहा है, बट फाइनली जो प्रोडक्ट है उधर, हाँ, जो मेन रॉ मटेरियल है वहां का, हाँ, दैट इज ऑलवेज गोइंग टू शाइन फोर्थ, आई नो दैट विल बी ऑलवेज द गोल्ड मेडलिस्ट. सो दिस बॉडी इज लाइक दैट. नो मैटर, कोई ये लोशन लगा रहा है, ये फेयर एंड लवली, ये डिओड्रेंट, यहाँ वहाँ सब कुछ, इसको मैं महकदार बना दो महकदार. फाइनली वो सब के पीछे छिपा क्या है? दुर्गंध, बदबू. दिस इज वॉट दिस बॉडी इज ऑल मेड अप ऑफ. सो दिस पर्सन दैट रिजेक्शन नाउ, ही कुड नॉट हैंडल दैट फेलियर. सो इंद्र, ही because of his pride he was not able to accept. And then we have Avanti Brahmin, another beautiful example from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Everything was stripped away from him. He was practically from riches to rags. Kya sunte hum log? From rags to riches sunte hain. Avanti Brahmin was a case from riches to rags. On the street, everything stolen away, family members, you know, disowned him, discarded him. He was like a pauper, took to sannyas. And even after that, people would make fun of him, spit in his kamandalu, urinate, pass foul air on his face, you know, steal away whatever bhiksha he would get in that condition. Can you imagine? Failure like that, to that degree, someone who has been honored, dishonor is worse than death. So this person, he was so humble that practically the realizations which he had in that humility, and that humility was born of what? Acceptance of the failure. नायम जनो में सुख दुख हेतुर. सो ही सेज दैट ऑल दीज पीपल हु आर डूइंग ऑल दीज एट्रोसिटीज ऑन मी, दे आर नॉट द प्रॉब्लम. न देवतात्मा गृह कर्म काल, नॉर दीज डेमिगॉड्स और द गृह माई कर्म ऑल्सो. मन परम कारण मामनंती. This mind is, which means I am not able to accept. That is the problem. So my dear friends, when failures, which are definitely going to come in a bigger or smaller way, when you accept it, it turns into humility. Then the second is uncertainty. Now, what is uncertainty? Like the element of fear within us. We are speaking about bhaya recently in our classes. So, how much people, they experience this emotion of not knowing, being uncertain about the future, about someone, about just like you are studying your academics, there is uncertainty. Pass honga ki nahi honga? Kya hoga? Mere saath kya hoga? Uske saath kya hoga? Kai baar bahuton ke saath jo hota hai usme acha lagta hai, kyunki agar bahuton ke saath ek hi cheez ho rahi hai, aap bhi uske andar shamil ho, to zyada mushkil nahi. Agar sab log ek saath fail ho rahe hain, sab log ek saath fail hue hain, same class wapas shuru hogi, but main akela in that uncertainty. So when uncertainty goes into the non-acceptance mode, it turns into fear. And when it goes into the acceptance mode, it turns into adventure. Like people, they do these adventure sports. In fact, they pay for it. You know, there is something called this bungee jumping. They will tie themselves. Yeah, that they have to. So they have to, because they know that they are not Superman. So they tie themselves, and from heights, tremendous heights, from there they jump. It's like a free fall, as if you are just about to hit the ground and then you are pulled up. That's called adventure sports. So people, they pay for that. Like people, they want to watch a horror movie, so they pay to watch a horror movie, and they know that they will be scared. And sometimes, you know, there are these bets that this particular horror movie theater mein akele dekh kar dikhao, tumko ye inaam diya jayega, wo inaam diya jayega. So people pay to get scared, people pay to become fearful, but that they considered, they call that adrenaline rush. That's the word they use. Yes, this bungee jumping, river rafting, and skydiving, and all of this. So when uncertainty is done with acceptance, just like somebody when chooses to get into the grihastha ashram, it's uncertainty, but it's adventure. At least in the beginning, it's adventure. So we have Kamsa in this category. That Kamsa, he was so fearful after he got to know that Krishna has slipped away, the eighth child of his sister has slipped away from his grips. So that uncertainty he was not able to accept since day one. Therefore, he was always in fear of Krishna and Balaram. And we have in Krishna Leela the episode of Aghasur Vadh, in which the cowherd boys, they knew that this is a big huge serpent, Aghasur, with open mouth. And they willingly entered into the mouth, having faith that Krishna is there to protect. So when they accepted that uncertainty, that turned into adventure. So yes, this is the second lesson we all are learning, that in our lives there will be failures, and also there will be uncertainties, uncertain situations. Just like you are not certain when this lecture will be over. If you accept, it will be adventure. If you don't accept, success of my own colleagues, my peers, equals. When your own equals are successful, there is non-acceptance leads to envy. Acceptance leads to inspiration. You just have to switch the mode a little bit. If you want inspiration, when you accept that, you will benefit from the successful person, even though the successful person might be from your same batch, from your same branch, from same Chalisgaon. So we have example that Duryodhan, he was always envious. You know, during the Rajasuya Yajna of Yudhishthir Maharaj, so Duryodhan was also invited. And everyone, they were given some services, just like we have Janmashtami. So Janmashtami, different services are given to devotees. So like that, Rajasuya Yajna of Yudhishthir Maharaj, everyone was given some services. Guess what Duryodhan was given? Duryodhan was given the service of receiving the gifts which the kings would be bringing for Yudhishthir Maharaj. So, dekho, Duryodhan ko khada rakha gate pe, jo get gifts leke aare, aur uske liye ek bhi gift nahi hai, by the way. सब युधिष्ठिर महाराज के बिहाव पे उसको रिसीव करना है और ऐसे आलीशान गिफ्ट्स. एंड द प्रॉब्लम विद दुर्योधन वाज दैट बिकॉज ऑफ हिज एनवी, यू नो व्हेन पीपल आर एनवियस दे हैव वेरी गुड मेमोरी, इट्स अ डेडली कॉम्बिनेशन. एनवी, बैड मेमोरी, गुड एनवी एंड गुड मेमोरी इज द वर्स्ट. So Duryodhan remembered every single gift item, and there were thousands of gift items which had come. And all these opulent gift items, all for Yudhishthir, all this glory, success of Yudhishthir, jal raha tha uske andar aise. Andar se uska na, jo hriday hai, aise pura acidic ho gaya tha. ऐसे लग रहा था मानो कि किसने उसको एसिड का मॉकटेल बना के पिला दिया. सो ही वॉज बर्निंग इन एनवी एंड ही कम्स बैक एंड ही रिपोर्ट्स टू शकुनी, मामा जी द होल लिस्ट, क्या 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 आइटम्स गिफ्ट में आए हैं. एंड वी हैव द पांडवस. That when Pandavas, when they, each other, now Arjun was the recipient of Bhagavad Gita. Ab vahan pe, socho ranbhumi pe, yuddh shuru nahi hua hai. Imagine karo, baki Pandav bhi khade huye hain, aur wo sab log, wahin pe, Pandav sena nikat ki thi. Halanki beech mein rath aa gaya tha, lekin Pandav sena se hi aaya tha. तो पांडव सब खड़े हुए हैं, कोई भी उसमें से न भीम, न युधिष्ठिर, न नकुल, न सहदेव, कोई भी उसमें से अर्जुन को जाके नहीं बोलते, अर्जुन थोड़ा साइड में, मैं भी बैठता हूं, गीता सुन रहा है, मैं भी सुनना है, मेरे को भी सुनना है. भीम आ गए, मैं बड़ा भाई हूं. युधिष्ठिर आके, अर्जुन जगह दे बैठने के लिए. So Arjun was the recipient, and Gita mein Bhagwan directly bol diye, Pandavanam Dhananjay. Turant wahan pe Yudhishthir Maharaj ne ungli nahi uthaye, what about me? Huh? Are? I am the eldest. Mera naam nahi liya. To unhone Bhagwan ke upar koi case file nahi kiya iske upar. Ki ye Arjun ko itna favoritism kyun? Everyone was very much inspired looking at the success of the other person. So this is called how you will benefit by acceptance when you see the success of others. Mistreatment, non-acceptance and acceptance. So when there is non-acceptance of mistreatment, that leads to hatred, but acceptance leads to forgiveness. So we have the example of Gandhari. Now both were pregnant, Kunti and Gandhari, both were pregnant, but it so happened that Gandhari was expecting that her son will be born first before Kunti's, so that he will be naturally the heir. But it was delayed, so she punched her own embryo and broke into 100 pieces. Aur is hatred se paida hua Duryodhan. तो इसलिए जब दुर्योधन पैदा हुआ तो जो गधे हैं, गधे होते हैं ना, दुर्योधन के पैदा होते ही जितने गधे थे आसपास वो सब ढेंचू ढेंचू करने लगे. सो दिस वॉज हाउ दुर्योधन वॉज वेलकम्ड. सो गांधारी व्हेन ऑल हर सन्स वर बॉर्न लाइक दैट एंड देन किल्ड, she had that hatred towards Krishna. Whereas we have Draupadi, her 5 sons were beheaded without any offense or any crime of theirs. But Draupadi was willing to forgive the criminal Ashwatthama. So this is how when you will be mistreated, when you will accept it, you will go into the forgiveness mode. So herein, these are the wonderful attributes which you can acquire. Now, what defines you? Very interestingly, if you look into the sequence, you will come to know that how much or in which particular stage you are in your sadhana bhakti, which will define you. So, what defines you is what you believe in. What you believe in is what you trust in. What you trust in is what you feel. What you feel is what you experience. What you experience is what you choose. What you choose is what you believe in. So, like for example, somebody who believes that life means eat, drink and be merry and then marry. So if somebody thinks like that, this is what life is. Char din ki zindagi hai, bas aish karo. So if he believes in that, which means he is then trusting also. Because what you believe is what you will start trusting. There is difference between belief and trust. Belief is like the tadpole. You all know tadpole? Tadpole nahi pata. Frog ka bachpan. Mendak ko bachpan mein tadpole bolte hai. To chote chote se mendak ghumte rehte na, barish mein kidhar nadi mein dekhoge aap, patthar ke aao aat ke aise ghumte rehte. वो बेचारे अभी अपने बचपन में, मेंढक बचपन में है, उसको टैडपोल बोलते. सो बिलीफ इज लाइक टैडपोल, ट्रस्ट इज लाइक अब टर 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 करने वाला बेडूक, बेडूक बोलते ना. व्हाट यू ट्रस्ट is what you feel. Because the person, the process in which you put your trust, you will start to feel the vibrations, the vibes of that person or that process or that lifestyle. And what you feel will become your experience. And whatever you experience, you will then start choosing. And what you choose is what you believe. So this is the cycle which goes and on and on and on, like called samsmriti of this world, which is like a cycle going on and on and on. So it is said, you are not born a winner, you are not born a loser, you are just born a chooser. We are nothing but bunch of choices which we keep making in our life. So therefore, choosing Krishna as against Maya is like choosing to fly. Now this is something very interesting, because we will go into the details of taking a flight. I guess you have taken a flight in your life, sat in an airplane? No one? Achha. Photo khichane ke liye bhi baitha nahi kabhi. So, choosing Krishna is like choosing to take the flight route. So, first of all, it is only for those who can afford the price. Wohi yahan se Delhi 500 rupaye mein ja sakte hain. फ्लाइट लोगे तो 5000 रुपए जीरो एक बढ़ जाएगा. तो वैसे ही कई लोग बोलते हैं, अरे स्पिरिचुअलिटी फॉलो करना है तो कुछ भी फॉलो करो ना, ये तुम इतना कॉस्टली स्पिरिचुअलिटी क्यों फॉलो कर रहे, इतने सारे नियम, ये नहीं करने का, नो दिस नो दैट, स्पेशली नो दैट. इतना सारा नो, बहुत बहुत महंगा है ये, कृष्ण भक्ति बहुत महंगी है. थोड़ा हम लोग क्या ढूंढते हैं, रास्ते का माल सस्ते में, रास्ते का माल सस्ते में, पांच रुपया होते ना वैसे. कि एक श्रावण काफी है बस, ये क्लास पूरे साल भर तुम लोग श्रावण करते. So therefore, choosing Krishna means one who can afford to pay the price. Now, in air travel, you cannot carry pura tum apna gadda, takiya, rajai, ye sab aircraft mein leke nahi baith sakta hai. Kya re, thandi rehta hai, upar ja rahe, gir gaya gadda wadda niche hona chahiye. सो ऑल, पहले वो लोग वे करते हैं, आपका जो लगेज है वो चेक इन भी, और फिर जो आप हैंड लगेज लेके जा रहे हैं सबका उधर वेइंग स्केल में वे करना पड़ता है कि परमिसिबल वेट ओनली दैट मच यू कैन पुट इन योर बैग्स. सिमिलरली और एक्सेस बैगेज विल बी रिमूव्ड. सिमिलरली इन कृष्ण भक्ति, जो जरूरत है आपके आत्मा और शरीर को एक साथ रखने के लिए, उतना ही बैगेज, ठीक है, उससे ज्यादा नहीं. देन बिफोर बोर्डिंग देयर विल बी सिक्योरिटी चेक. है कि सिक्योरिटी चेक, कितना थरो सिक्योरिटी चेक होता है कि सब जैकेट निकालो, बेल्ट्स निकालो, कुछ भी, सेलफोन्स निकालो, लैपटॉप निकालो, सब वो स्क्रीनिंग के थ्रू, और तुम खाली अलग से, तुम्हारे लिए अलग स्क्रीनिंग है, खड़े हो जाओ दोनों हाथ ऐसे, फिर वो पूरा ये डिटेक्टर वो डिटेक्टर कि कहीं अंदर किडनी में तो बॉम्ब नहीं डाला इसने, तो सब जगह से पूरा चेक करने के बाद फिर हाँ ये वैलिड पैसेंजर है, जा सकता है, तो फिर वो लोग स्टैंप मारते हैं कि सिक्योरिटी चेक्ड लाइक दैट. सो एंटरिंग द स्पिरिचुअल वर्ल्ड, इमेजिन जस्ट बोर्डिंग अ प्लेन, देयर इज सो मच ऑफ सिक्योरिटी चेक. गोइंग टू द स्पिरिचुअल वर्ल्ड, कितना सिक्योरिटी, क्या सिक्योरिटी, कौन सा स्क्रीनिंग होगा, इसका लस्ट कितना है, एंगर कितना है, प्राइड कितना है, हा? और उसमें से थोड़ा भी डिटेक्ट हो गया, साइड में आ जा भाई, ये आतंकवादी है. ये बारूद लेके घूम रहा है अंदर, कौन से लस्ट का बारूद, क्रोध का बारूद, ये सब कुछ. सो थरो सिक्योरिटी चेक बिफोर बोर्डिंग. And once you have boarded, then there will be so many instructions, discipline. So you have chosen Krishna, और आने के बाद फिर कितने सारे instructions दिए जाते हैं, जो हम बता रहे थे कि ये करना चाहिए, ये नहीं करना चाहिए, ऐसे बैठना चाहिए, ये पहनना चाहिए, ये नहीं पहनना चाहिए, लाइक दैट, ये खाना चाहिए, वो नहीं खाना चाहिए, ये देखना चाहिए, वो नहीं देखना चाहिए, सब कुछ इतने डिटेल्स में बताए जाते हैं. जैसे ही आप फ्लाइट को बोर्ड करते हो तो वहां पर बैठते ही वो एयर होस्टेस शुरू हो जाती है इंस्ट्रक्शंस कि आपातकालीन स्थिति में ये ऑक्सीजन मास्क ऊपर से टपकेगा, फ्लोटेशन सीट्स नीचे से आपके लिए आ जाएंगे, आपातकालीन स्थिति में ये करो वो करो, पहले तो आपकी कुर्सी की पेटी ऐसे बांधनी है, उसको कस के बांधनी है, और जब भी कुर्सी की पेटी के साइंस ऑन होंगे आप वहां से उठ नहीं सकते चाहे कुछ भी हो जाए, ऐसे इंस्ट्रक्शंस दिए जाते हैं. यदि आपने ये इंस्ट्रक्शंस बहुत दफा सुन चुके हो फिर भी ये इंस्ट्रक्शंस आपको सुनने होंगे, आपने बहुत दफा एयर ट्रेवल किया होगा लेकिन फिर भी आपको ये इंस्ट्रक्शंस ऐसे सुनने होंगे जैसे कि आपका लास्ट फ्लाइट होगा. तो ऐसे करके वो लोग वो इंस्ट्रक्शंस बोलते हैं और इतना बोरिंग लगता है वो इंस्ट्रक्शन सब लोगों को, सब लोग इधर उधर देखते हैं, बहुत लोग तो देखते रहते हैं एयर होस्टेस कैसी है. इसलिए एयर इंडिया, हमारी खुद की एयरलाइंस एयर इंडिया, सो एयर इंडिया, उन्होंने एडवर्टाइज अपने एयरलाइंस का किया कि एयर इंडिया इज द ओनली एयरलाइंस विच गिव्स मदरली ट्रीटमेंट टू ऑल द पैसेंजर्स बिकॉज ऑल एयर होस्टेस आर अबव 50. तो सब वो 50 के ऊपर प्लस की एज की हैं वो, तो इसलिए सब मदरली ट्रीटमेंट, वो बेटा करके, बेटा बैठ जा, बेटा बेटा कुर्सी की पेटी बांध, बेटा क्या खाएगा. नॉट लाइक किंग फिशर, कह रहे अभी तो सब कुछ ग्राउंडेड है बेचारे. सो मेनी इंस्ट्रक्शंस, देन यू कांट चूज हु विल बी नेक्स्ट टू यू. कोई बगल में आके किसी ने बुक किया है, बैठा हुआ है, जो भी कुछ कराटे मार रहा है, बहुत मोटा बैठ गया, उसका आधा पेट या आधी कमर आपके सीट के अंदर आ रही है, हाँ इतना मोटा बैठ गया वो, और उसने फिर वो कुर्सी की पेटी भी बांध दी है, तो आप भी नहीं हिल सकते, वो भी नहीं हिल सकता, पूरा गर्भासन चल रहा है. सो यू कांट से सिमिलरली, जैसे कि यू कम फॉर दीज प्रोग्राम्स, ये उत्कर्ष या दूसरे सत्संग प्रोग्राम में आके बैठ जाते हो, बगल में कौन आके बैठा है, कई बार इतनी भीड़ होती है, बगल में बैठ गया, इधर भी बैठा है, उधर भी बैठा है, सब लोग आगे आगे पीछे सब लोग ठोर रहे हैं और आप बीच में, आपको ध्यान से सुनना है अभी. सो यू कांट चूज हु विल बी नेक्स्ट टू यू. सो समटाइम्स यू विल हैव डिवोटीज नेक्स्ट टू यू हु विल नॉट बी a very conducive passenger, and they will somehow or the other, you know, try to talk to you in a way ki, you might feel very boring. But still, sometimes you have to be next to the passengers. I get so many times passengers, you know, they look at me like this and they keep wondering, Baba ji bhi plane mein jata hai. So many times it happens, you know, these at the security check, you know, Mumbai airport, whenever I travel abroad. So these security walas, CRPF, CISF, you know, these people. So they are like from Delhi, Haryana, like that, you know. So they are on duty there. And so they have to check that whether you are not carrying any sharp, you know, weapons or objects like that. So they check and then they stamp. So when they see me like that, you know, pura aise aapko khada hona padta hai, fir wo pura metal detector aise karta hai, to us samay wo log bahut baatein karte hain, kyunki unka routine hai na, sabko karne ka hai, kuch nikalta to hai nahi, zyadatar kuch nahi nikalta hai, to wo log routine work mein bore ho jate hain, to passenger ko dekhte hain upar se niche tak, acha acha, to jab mere ko dekhte hain, bahut baar unhone aise pucha hai, kaha maharaj kahan ja rahe, London ja rahe, jao jao hum to idhar hi rahega. और कई बार दो लोग रहते हैं तो एक दूसरे को क्या महाराज लोगों का मजा है आजकल तो हम तो खाली एयरपोर्ट पे ठप्पा मारते रह गए. सो यू कांट चूज हु विल बी नेक्स्ट टू यू. फाइनली इवन दो यू हैव पेड द फुल अमाउंट, यू हैव फासन योर सीट बेल्ट्स, ऑल इंस्ट्रक्शंस यू नो इन एंड आउट. More than the air hostess, you know, even if the air hostess forgets, you can tell, ye agla line ye hai. Still there will be turbulence, which is unexpected. During flights, turbulence is unexpected. Myself and Gaur Gopal Prabhu, we were in Germany going, you know, from one city to another city, Hanover to Munich, like that. And the landing gear wouldn't come out. Plane abhi land karne wala, landing gear hi bahar nahi aa raha hai, wo tires hi bahar nahi aa rahe. To plane niche jaake wapas upar aa raha hai, fir wapas try kar raha hai, wapas niche upar. Aur sab log andar panic, sab khana pina bhul gaye, jinhone sharab pi thi sab ki utar gayi. और उस पैनिक सिचुएशन में अनाउंसमेंट किया गया कि दिस इज एन इमरजेंसी, वी डोंट नो व्हाट विल हैपन, वी आर रनिंग आउट ऑफ फ्यूल, द लैंडिंग गियर इज नॉट ओपनिंग, व्हाटएवर यू कैन डू. सो आई लुक्ड एट हिम, आई लुक्ड एट गौर गोपाल प्रभु, ही लुक्ड एट मी, वी बोथ लुक्ड एट अवर बीड बैग्स. हम एक दूसरे को बोल रहे थे, ना तो तेरे आगे पीछे कोई है, ना मेरे आगे पीछे कोई है रोने वाला, बस हमारे पास तो है ये कंठी माला, जप माला कर ले, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. एंड फाइनली कृष्णा डजंट प्रॉमिस a calm flight for a sadhaka. There will be lot of turbulence. Upar hawa mein bahut kuch utal putal hoga. Flight mein baithe ho, lekin ye sochte ho baithe ho ki pata nahi ye flight land karega ki nahi karega. Isliye bhakti ke andar hum log dare hue rehte hain. Pata nahi ye log jo itna bol rahe hain ki chanting Hare Krishna is the only way and you will go back home, back to Godhead just by chanting Hare Krishna. Itna sab kuch promises diya hai. Finally, last mein pata chala, ki ye kuch hai hi nahi kya? Hare Krishna kuch hai hi nahi mantra. Ya kuch spiritual world hi nahi hai. Wapas dindori. So no, it is not like that. So Krishna doesn't promise a calm flight, but he assures safe landing. The materialistic equation is that they don't know whether their landing will ever take place or not. Forget about safe landing. But they are enjoying the flight. Flight mein sare jashn manaye ja rahe hain. Parantu unse pucha jaye ki tumhara flight land karega ki nahi karega ya safe land karega, wo kisne dekha hai, wo kyu dekhne ka, abhi maza aa raha hai na, hai na. Sharab bhi hai, shabab bhi hai, but in Krishna bhakti, therefore I'll end with this one nice anecdote. That on flight, one time there was heavy turbulence and it was kind of a panicky situation wherein all the passengers were totally restless, not knowing what will happen to the plane, whether they will be able to survive or not. But there was one girl, she was reading a comic and she was absolutely peaceful. Everyone else was so much disturbed, but this girl was absolutely peaceful. And then, when the plane landed safely, after all the turbulence and all those emergency situations, when the plane landed safely, the passenger sitting next to the girl, who was so impressed looking at the peace of this girl, asked that girl, "How come you are so peaceful?" And the girl gave a wonderful reply. The girl said that the pilot is my dad. And more than anything else, he wants me safe home. So therefore, I was at peace. So therefore, the wonderful news for all of you on this flight on board the Hare Krishna Airlines. The wonderful news for all of you, that not only or why it will be safe landing, even though there will be turbulence all over when you are up in the skies, you should be rest assured like that little girl, in peace, in bliss, because the pilot is none other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And if he is flying our plane, then definitely he will make sure that we reach home safe. Back home, back to Godhead. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Anyone have